Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, April 27, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Supreme Court set to hear a major case on gun rights. The number of abortions reaches historic lows. Fewer Americans are donating to charity. Ratings for the Academy Awards show plummet. Also ahead, will the federal government take over local and state policing? But first, the Supreme Court set to hear a major case on gun rights in the USA. The lawsuit from New York State challenges the state's authority to stop citizens from carrying firearms for personal protection. Previous rulings upheld state law forbidding nearly all residents in New York and other states from leaving their homes armed. This time, it may be different. The abortion rate hitting record lows last year, dropping nearly 25%, the decline continues a trend started in 1990 and is the least on record since the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade more than 48 years ago. Doctors performed a total of 620,000 abortions in 2020, down from 1.4 million in the early 1990s. Fewer Americans are giving to charity. A new study from MarketWatch says the pandemic has dropped charitable giving since last March. About half the population gave cash to charity last year, down from 66% in the year 2000. Biggest factors include financial troubles and the decline of religion, if you can believe that. Less than 10 million people tuned in to see the 93rd Academy Awards show. My question, why would anyone tune in to see it? It was boring. It's irrelevant. Hollywood is despised in much of the country. Well, the rating on Sunday was the lowest ever. It dropped 58% compared to last year. Big winners included the movie Nomadland and The Father. The most watched Oscar telecast was back in 1998. 60 million people viewed that broadcast and its host, Billy Crystal. In a moment, the progressives want to run the police and the schools. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. More power grabs from the far left. A bill has passed the House that would give the federal government more control over local and state police. Why? Because the far left believes law enforcement in general is racist. That's why. The bill is called the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, and it lowers the criminal standards for a police officer from willful to knowing in order to convict a cop of misconduct. So willful is a very subjective situation. It's easy to prove willful. He did something wrong, so it was willful. The bill limits qualified immunity. That means criminals and everybody else would be able to sue individual police officers, not just police departments. It authorizes the Department of Justice in Washington to issue subpoenas to investigate local and state police anytime they want. The bill also creates a national registry, the National Police Misconduct Registry, to compile data on complaints, not convictions, complaints. It establishes a framework to prohibit racial profiling at every level of policing. Now, I do not expect the bill to pass the Senate, as it would lead to much weaker policing in America. Why? Because many people would quit law enforcement and others would not even bother going into it. If a police officer can be sued by the person he or she arrests, how is that police officer going to function? You have to pay money to defend suits. In some places, the police union would do it, but not everywhere. By the way, all this anti-cop stuff has stimulated violent crime across the country. And most of the victims of the violent crime we are seeing today are minority citizens. The far left also wants to take over public schooling and teach critical race theory. That is an academic theory formulated in the 1990s and built on the intellectual framework of identity-based Marxism. It says that race is the defining component of a person's identity. And it says white people are inherently racist in America. This is outrageous, but it has been injected into public school systems, teacher training programs, and corporate human resources departments all across the country. So this is what the far left really wants. Control over policing and control over the public schools. And the president of the United States, Joe Biden, who may not even understand what's going on, is not putting forth any opposition to this giant far-left power grab. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 160 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln officially suspended the writ of habeas corpus, allowing the U.S. military, Union troops, to arrest anyone even suspected of supporting the Confederacy. Here's the story. Habeas corpus dates back to the 12th century. In Latin, it translates to, we, a court, command. The law means any person detained must be given due process within a reasonable amount of time. The term is specifically outlined in the U.S. Constitution. You have a right to know your accuser. You have a right to a speedy trial. And most importantly, you have a right to the presumption of innocence. Well, 2 weeks after the start of the Civil War, many in the Union feared other states would leave and go to the Confederacy. Maryland did not secede, but Southern sympathies were widespread there. To quell any potential rebellion, President Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus to give military authorities the necessary power to silence dissenters. Under the order, commanders could detain individuals considered a threat to the military or posing a danger to civilians. Those arrested would be held without indictment or arraignment, just thrown in jail. Lincoln's actions were challenged in May 1861. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court ruled a sitting commander-in-chief did not have the authority to hold Americans indefinitely, even rebels. But Lincoln remained defiant. In a speech to Congress on July 4th, Abe said, quote, "It's my duty to suspend the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus, or in other words, to arrest and detain without resort to the ordinary processes and forms of law," unquote. And here's something else you might not know. Lincoln wasn't the only president to suspend habeas corpus. Ulysses S. Grant did, Franklin Roosevelt did, and George W. Bush detained al-Qaeda suspects after the September 11 terror attacks. For more information about the struggle to save the Union, please check out my book, Killing Lincoln. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.